You're listening to Home Business Profits with Ray Higdon, where Ray shares tips and strategies for how to become a top earner in your company. Let's get into the episode.
Today, we're going to talk about why you don't change even when you want to. A little in your face, isn't it? Like, slow down, buddy. Who are you? Well, I want to help you. I want to tell you the deal. I want to tell you the two main reasons why you're not changing, even though you constantly want to. You obsess about changing, but you just don't. You just don't. Okay. And there's two main reasons, both of which are hidden to you. Both you don't know. You literally don't know. You don't know either of these things. Okay. All right. So I'll cover the simpler one. And I say simple to once you hear it, it's simple for you to translate and understand it. That doesn't make it easy. Doesn't make it easy to change. Doesn't make it easy to, you know, to all of a sudden, you know, oh, okay, now I'm good. Good to go. But it will, there's at least hope. Okay. So one of the two main reasons that you aren't changing, even though you say you want to, is because you keep describing all of your obstacles, because you keep describing and dwelling upon all the things in your life you don't like, all the things in your life that are holding you back, all the justifications of why you are where you are. And you can't help it. You're not even aware you're doing it, but you do it nonstop. And so what does that look like? That looks like it could be as simple as you observing someone else of more success and saying, yeah, but they had a good dad. Yeah, but you know, they grew up in Dallas. I mean, Dallas, of course, not where I grew up. You know what I'm saying? Right. It could be as simple as you just saying, you know what, the market's really hard right now. Making money's hard. People don't want to buy right now. And so you're being stopped by the way you describe your situations. Because the way that you describe your situations, you are always going to verify to be true. And the verification of truth that's not a decision you're making. That's just who you are. You're always going to verify what you believe to be true. So I have a buddy that he constantly gets hotel upgrades. Constantly. Like literally everywhere we stay, he gets some kind of upgrade. And he's just like, I got an upgrade. See, he speaks and he believes that he is lucky when it comes to hotel upgrades. So guess what? He is. He's constantly verifying what he believes to be true. Now, I also know people that they constantly describe that making money is hard. And so for them, it's always hard. It's going to be hard. And so someone asks, what's wrong with upgrades? Nothing's wrong with upgrades. But good or bad, you're always going to verify what you believe to be true. And so this is why the rich get richer and the poor get poor, is both are verifying what they believe to be true. Jennifer says, I'm ready to walk out of my 9-to-5, but I'm a single mom and have financial responsibilities. That's my block, right? And so as long as you describe it in that fashion, it'll actually always be your block. It's not the actual block. There is no actual block until you speak it into existence. Until you have those thoughts and these neurological networks are firing and wiring, right? They're just firing away. And what those thoughts and what you speak, what it actually does is it either limits your choices that you notice or broadens the choices. So for example, something I say every day, every single day, I say, I open the floodgates to abundance. I open the floodgates to wisdom. I open the floodgates to prosperity. I open the floodgates to intelligence. I open the floodgates to creativity. I open the floodgates to money. I say this all the time. I literally can feel it in my body when I say these things, okay? And so because of that, my choices are widened. So I see choices that other people in my same situation may not see, okay? But when you say, hey, I'm single mom, I'm this, I'm struggling, I can't do this because of this, then it actually narrows your choices. And when you narrow your choices, you narrow what actions you can possibly take. So for example, if you are someone and you say, you know what, everyone always says no to me. Everyone always turns me down. You know, this thing, I've tried a million of these things, they never work. Well, if you think that way, it's going to narrow your choices that you observe. And so you're just not going to go to that event. You're not going to go to that meeting. Because why would you? If everyone tells you no, if you get nothing but rejection, why would you bother going? Why bother? And so one little trick that you can do is learn to catch your why bothers. What are why bothers? Why bothers are, there's no point in me playing bigger than I currently am because no good thing could come of it. And someone said this earlier, but that's a self-fulfilling prophecy. So pay attention to where you say and why bother. So is it, why bother? You know what? I'll eat the donut. Yeah, I'd like to lose weight, but why bother? I never lose weight. Right? If you can just catch your why bother. So when your team runs a contest and you look at the contest, you're like, I ain't going to win this. I'm not going to win this. Why bother? I'm not going to win. What you're actually doing is you're limiting the choices that you see. And you limit your choices, now you limit your actions because you're only going to take action on the choices that you see. And then when you take that action and you have that experience, it's a limited experience. See, you have no idea that there may be a choice over here that leads you to your number one leader, that leads you to the biggest opportunity of your life, that leads you to your dream mate or whatever, that leads you to exactly what you're looking for. But it is an option, but you can't see it because of your thoughts and the way that you describe your life. And so that's one of the big two. Now, the second one's a little tougher. It's a little tougher, but you can get past it. I have, and I've taught people to get past it. But number two is you playing small may be what's fitting into your version of the right version for you because you've drawn the wrong conclusions to success. And you draw the wrong conclusions to success based on observations you've made. And those observations you've made almost always are from your childhood. So if you notice that, you know, someone in your family was super successful, but they were kind of a jerk, it's very possible that you created a paradigm that said successful people are jerks. I don't ever want to be a jerk. I just won't be successful. So you'll find yourself saying you want to be consistent, but you won't be because you're actually sabotaging yourself from becoming someone that you think would be a jerk. Now, if you had parents, especially if you had parents that made a bunch of money, lost it, you may have drawn the conclusion that, well, if you make a bunch of money, you're just going to lose it. You're just going to lose it. And I don't want to be ridiculed. I don't want to look stupid. I don't want to lose it. And so if you're terrified of falling off a mountain, you just won't ever climb a mountain because you'll be so terrified. Now, is it 100% certainty that if you climb a mountain, you fall off of it because your parents did? No, it's not guaranteed. The truth is, with more money, you can do more good. That's a fact, whether you like it or not. With more money, you can do more good. I saw, whether you like them or not, that's, you know, immaterial. But I remember when, actually, I can give you several examples of this. But when when Elon was, when he sold some of his Tesla stock, and like the world, I forget, the World Hunger Society or Hunger Association, I forget, but some big organization, they said, man, with that money, if he just gave X percentage of that money to us, we could solve world hunger. And so he said, he goes, if you can show me a plan that this amount of money will solve world hunger, I'll give it to you. But here's what you probably didn't hear, because the media stops this stuff. He gave him $4 billion. Anyone still hungry? And so it's very common. You've been programmed from Hollywood. You may have seen this as a kid, that someone of wealth was rude or arrogant or terrible or whatever, right? It's in every movie, literally every movie. Every movie you watch has rich guy, terrible person, right? It's a Wonderful Life. You got Potter, that darn banker that lent everyone money so they could have houses, but whatever, right? He's greedy. He's all about the money, right? And so like you're constantly programmed that way. Now that won't do it to you. That isn't enough. I mean, some people are just so susceptible to media that, you know, they just, that must be true, right? I think that's a smaller percentage of people that are that way anymore, because most of us, especially these last few years, have kind of realized that the media is ridiculous, right? Very slanted. So I don't think too many people are still just whatever media says, that's what I do, right? But if you made an observation as a kid, that went right into your subconscious. That created a paradigm, that created a set of programs that you've been running ever since. Now, I used to think you had to figure out the origin event. I used to think that you had to like go back in time and figure out, okay, was it when Earl crashed the tractor? Like what happened? You actually don't have to figure out the origin event. That's what I believe. And so, but what you do have to figure out is you have to figure out, what are your patterns? What are you saying all the time? What are you thinking all the time? And I love what, you know, one of our speakers at our event this month, Dr. Joe Dispenza, you know, he says, your personality creates your personal reality. And your personality is how you think, how you act, and how you feel. That is your personality. But most people try to change their personal reality without changing their personality. That doesn't work. Will never work. So someone's trying to change their bank account without changing their mindset. They're trying to change their relationship without changing their language. They're trying to change the size of their team without changing their emotions. None of that will ever work, ever. And so you have to learn to become aware of, what the hell am I saying? What am I thinking? What am I verifying to be true? And this is your blind spot. This is one of your blind spots. And so for you to change, and you can change both of these things in one swoop, is just become more aware and become a more diligent observer. See, you're not your mind. You're not your emotions. You're not your body. You're the observer of all those things, if you choose to be. But you have to make that choice. You have to choose to be. Now, the mind and body, they don't want you to choose. They like you to just sit back and don't worry about it. Don't worry that pretty little face. We'll handle it from here. And so you're in this automatic just showing upness, right? You're the passenger, not the pilot, right? You react, right? You do the same thing. And if you look at you've been wanting to change, but look at your life. Look at the relationships. Look at the different businesses maybe that you've been a part of. And where are the patterns? And when you notice the patterns, that is a revealing. That is an opening up. That'll open up some awareness and say, wait a minute, I have this pattern of always picking the wrong guy. Is it just that all guys are wrong guys, or is it that I'm the constant? Is it that I'm the one that's always there? And so as you become more aware and you start to observe instead of just be the passenger, you can make a different choice. So for me, one of the hardest things for me, but also probably the biggest breakthrough of my entire life, was about a year ago. A year ago, I was in an argument with my wife. And not that we, you know, have ever argued much, but I'm in an argument with my wife. And for the first time in my life, I observe a thought I've had a million times before. And that thought was, I'm not a priority. I'm not important. Now, you don't have to know the origin event, but I happen to know my origin event. My origin event was when I was a kid, I was in an abusive home. And people, you know, family members knew about it. They didn't do anything about it. So I know my origin event, okay? But I'd been running and I had never, ever observed the actual thought. But in the observation of that thought, I saw it 1,000 times prior. I saw all the past events that I'd actually had this same thought. And I made a choice. I made a choice that I don't want to think that again. I don't want that to be what's driving me around. I don't want that to be the pilot of my life, because it had been. And so for all my life, okay, good for you, Lisa. Lisa's Sharon. For all my life, every relationship I'd ever been in, business or personal, I would show up to that relationship. And without me knowing it, I would seek, how am I not a priority? How am I not important? I would look for it. Ah, there it is. They didn't call me back. There it is. They didn't check how I was doing. There it is. They didn't send me a message on my birthdays. I'd find it, because you'll always find what you seek. Always. You'll always verify what you believe to be true. So with awareness, with observation, you can make a choice. Didn't say that that was easy. It wasn't easy. That was not easy. That was a tough day for me. That's what's called, what some philosophers and people over the years, gurus, that's what's called the dark night of the soul. And the dark night of the soul is when you realize who you've been and you no longer want to be that, but you don't know what you do want to be. And so you go through this excruciating stretching of not trying to spring back, because there's such a desire to spring back to that I'm not important, because it's been so comfortable. It's the familiar past that creates the predictable future. So this is, it's this stretching of like a rubber band, and the farther you try to get away from that, that it wants to pull you back in and say, who the hell are you, man? You ain't important. It wants to bring you back to the known. It wants to bring you back to who you've been your whole life. And you got to be willing to sever it. You got to be willing to sever that and get on the other side. And that's what, you know, Dr. Joe talks about. Crossing the river of change. Crossing the river of change is bumpy. You get wet. You get splashed on. Your ankles get hurt by the rocks. But it's worth it. Because on the other side is a new person. And that's where your change lives. Your change lives on the other side of observation, of awareness, of energy, and saying, I no longer want to be that. That's how you change. It's not easy. It's not easy. Heads up. If you like this, you would love 3 days with us. Our event is in Orlando, October 27th to 29th. If you want to see some of our amazing speakers, we have Dr. Joe Dispenza. We have Russell Brunson. We have Coach Stormy. We have Angel Fletcher. We have Jenna Zweigel. We got about 30 amazing speakers, and not all of them are mindset. We have a perfect split of mindset and business strategy. And so if you'd like to learn more about that, go to rankmakerslive.com, rankmakerslive.com.
Thank you for listening to Home Business Profits with Ray Higdon. And be sure to head over to rayhigdon.com/profits to download your free audio where Ray shares his 29 sources of network marketing leads. Tune in next time for more tips and strategies on how to become a top earner in your company.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.